This is We Have Options, hosted by me, personal finance expert Dominique Broadway. I left my career as a financial advisor to the 1% to help the 99% build generational wealth. No matter who you are, you have options, and I am here to help you turn those options into dollar signs. Okay, so you guys, this week has been insane. I feel like I've been saying that every week this year, but this week in particular has been absolutely bananas with the collapse, fallout, crazy disaster of Silicon Valley Bank, right? And I realized that a lot of people had not heard of Silicon Valley Bank before they collapsed last Friday. And Silicon Valley Bank, for those of you that do not know, is one of, it's the 16th largest bank in the country, but it is the leading bank that provides funding and houses the money to some of our favorite startups and to some of the most heavily funded startups in the country. And I'm sure you've heard by now, they collapsed last week. They made some really, really dumb decisions, if I'm being honest, investing into things that should not have been invested into based on our current times. And right, so Silicon Valley Bank was investing their money into 10-year government bonds. And anyone who knows anything about basic financial economics knows that bonds and interest rates have an inverse relationship, meaning that as interest rates increase, bond prices decrease. So interest rates have been going up, which means that bond values have been going down. So last week, Silicon Valley Bank finally realized that and took a close to $2 billion loss when they were trying to sell some of these bonds, which was a flag. And then there was this thing called a bank run, when people literally run to the bank and take all of their money out. And all of this was kind of happening at the same time, which triggered Silicon Valley Bank to completely crash and the FDIC to come in and say, stop what you're doing. Let us take this over, because this is what we would like to call a crap show. You know what I wanted to say. But anyway, so that's what happened last week. This has caused a trickle-down effect to the entire financial industry, all financial banks. And I'm laughing and chuckling because I feel like it's something that could have been avoided. It seems like they just had really bad leadership. Also, some of the leaders were previously a part of Lehman Brothers, and we all know how that ended. And it's just really frustrating to know that we have such not smart people running big companies, running our country. It's crazy. But anyway, this trickle-down effect last week had everyone scrambling, especially startup founders, because their money was locked up, right? There was hearing all these crazy stories of people that had $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 million that they recently raised and could only access up to $250,000 of that, pending payrolls, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, the FDIC comes in and says, hey, you will be able to access all of the money, and we're going to insure amounts above $250. But it left people, before they said that, it left people spending the weekend very, very stressed out, thinking that they were not going to be able to access their money. So that is a little bit of an overview of what happened last week. And now going into this week, the markets have been down. Other banks such as First Republic Bank and another major bank has also started to collapse or is on the verge of collapsing. It's crazy. So that is what has been going on, right? in the markets and in the world. And I just wanted to just kind of recap what is happening. And this week, the market has just been down, right? A lot of opportunities, obviously, on the put side, if you're an option trader, and a lot of opportunities to on the market and on stocks that are falling, such as obviously Silicon Valley Bank, First Republic Bank, Chase. A lot of the financial sector, just banks in general, have been down due to everything that's been going on. Apparently Chase, though, is doing well, because apparently everyone's leaving or had to leave Silicon Valley Bank or leaving these other banks and going to Chase. And apparently Chase has said they've been working like almost 24 hours a day just to help bring on all of these new founders. So it looks like they might end up being the winner from this debacle. So crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. So let's keep our ears and eyes open to what's happening in the financial sector. It seems like the fallout that's happening now is going to be a trickle-down effect throughout the financial sector. I think that banks are going to be under a lot more scrutiny from a way to profit. I would just say take a look at some of your favorite banks, or just taking a look at banks in general and researching banks, banks in general or financial sector companies, and just seeing how they're moving. And there could be a lot of opportunity there for sure to make some money. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about what's happening in the world outside of these banks that are collapsing. Okay. So one, jobless claims came out this week and they actually decreased, which is a good thing. So they actually went less than 200,000 for the first time in a little while. So they're actually down to 192,000. That is one good thing. That number could have been drastically higher in the next couple of weeks if this bank, or specifically if Silicon Valley Bank, wasn't saved. We would have heard a lot of layoffs this week. Now, obviously, as far as it affecting jobless claims, it would be probably a couple weeks out from now. But jobless claims did slightly decrease this week, which was one good thing that is, you know, one good thing to hear, one positive thing. All right. However, Meta, also known as Facebook, or Facebook, also known as Meta, has actually announced that they are laying off 10,000 more people. That is a lot of people. So apparently they're laying off 10,000 more people. A lot of their current job openings have been removed. So this layoffs within the tech industry is continuing. So between that and the financial sector, it's like, what is going on? Right? That's what it feels like. So Meta, like I said, has announced more layoffs. And because of that, as we know, as option traders and as stock traders in general, typically when a company announces layoffs, the stock price goes up, because that means that they will have more profitability because their expenses are actually reducing. So Meta has announced those layoffs and they are actually up. They were actually up almost $5 a share after the announcing of the layoffs this week. Okay. So let's talk about some of the companies that had earnings this week. First of all, Oatly, which is the oat milk, they're actually up just 6 cents, not a lot, but about 6 cents from their earnings. Adobe, which I was kind of surprised to see that they were up. I know they've been having facing some losses and things like that. Apparently Canva is like really catching up and really taking over the creative side, right? Everyone went from like using Photoshop to like using Canva for everything. So, but apparently they're still doing okay. So Adobe was actually up $16 from their earnings. So that's shout out to them. Their last earnings, I think they fell about $60. So I was really, really curious to see how they were going to do with this earnings. So they're actually up $16 from their earnings. Dollar General was down $2.37, which is always interesting because in times of recession, stores like Walmart, Dollar General, Dollar Tree typically do a little bit better. But they were actually down $2.37 from their earnings release. And then Five Below is down $3 from their earnings, which was a bit of a surprise. So they're actually down about $3. And then Blue Apron, you guys remember Blue Apron? The meals come to your house, you got to cook them. They only went up about 2 cents from their earnings. I think they're not doing as well. Their stock is trading pretty low. I think they're actually less than $1 a share, and they're actually up 2 cents from their earnings. Okay. So some of the things that we're keeping our eyes out on next week is Foot Locker. So Foot Locker, General Mills, Gambling.com, Express, Petco, Accenture, and Movado are all releasing their earnings next week. So tons more earnings. We're still in this earnings season of all of our earnings coming out. Also keeping in mind, these earnings that are coming out now are not for Q1. These are all the earnings that they're announcing from Q4. So as you're looking at investing and trading opportunities, keep in mind that we are looking at how these companies performed in Q4 and not in Q1. All right. So let's go ahead and wrap up today's show, right? With a little bit of motivation mantra. We need something. The world is crazy. So it is, I am capable of overcoming any money obstacles that stand in my way. I am capable of overcoming any money obstacles that stand in my way. So I hope that you believe that, receive that, repeat that, say it in the mirror. I felt like this quote or mantra was really important this week because there's a lot going on, and I want us to know that we can overcome anything that's happening in the world, anything that's happening in the financial markets. We can overcome any money obstacles that is standing in our way. Okay. All right. Thank you all so much for tuning in. See you soon. We Have Options is a production of Money News Network. We Have Options is written and hosted by me, Dominique Broadway. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie.